In addition to just the sheer skill of these three ladies, do you also hear the strength and the grace that they infuse into their music? All right, real talk. Real talk about the real world. That's what the program is about. Real talk. The real world. What's really going on? What do we truly observe? And I know that a lot of times, beauty is in the heart of the beholder, and the filters that we put in our hearts and our minds greatly color the way we see things. I understand that. But again, just simply as Americans, not focusing primarily on gender, not trying to exalt either gender, not trying to put down either gender, just seeing what's what, what's real. In the survey, among those who see a difference between men and women when it comes to leadership styles and the win, men and women being basically different. 62% don't think either gender is better than the other. 22% say women have a better approach. 15% say men have a better approach. Views on this differ significantly by gender and party. Women are more likely than men to see a gender gap in leadership styles. 63% of women, 50% of men see a gender gap in leadership styles. But among both men and women who do see a difference, 62% in each group say that neither gender has a better approach to leadership. 27% of women say that women have a better approach than men. 10% say men are better. 10% of women say that men have a better approach to leadership. Amongst men, 22% say that men have a better approach. 15% of men say that women have a better approach. Republicans and Republican-leaning independents see are somewhat more likely than Democrats and those who lean Democratic to say that men and women have different leadership styles. 60% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents and 54% of Democrats and those who lean Democrat say that men and women have different leadership styles. Now get this. Among Republicans who see a difference, 25% say that men have a better approach. 10% of Republicans say women have a better approach. 65% say neither is better. Democrats who say that men and women have different leadership styles lean more heavily toward women in their assessments. 32% say women have a better approach. 7% say men are better. 60% say neither is better. So with the Republicans, 25% say men have a better approach. With Democrats, 32% say women have a better approach. Among Republicans, men and women have substantially different views on this issue. Among Republican men who see a gender gap in leadership styles, 32% say men have the better approach. Only 6% say women have a better approach. 62% say that neither male nor female is better. Republican women are more evenly split. Among those who say that men and women are basically different, 15% say that women have a better approach, 18% say men have a better approach, and 67% say neither is better. Majorities of Americans see little difference between men and women on a range of specific qualities and competencies that may be required for effective leadership. There are a few exceptions to this, though. How about honesty and ethics? Where do the men and the women fall there? Remember, I was sharing with you a little earlier that a lot of this survey has to do with comparing male and female leaders. And again, I want us to just think through it critically, honestly, openly, objectively. Honesty, ethics, standing up for what they believe. We mentioned this before. And here's where things may sound a little different. About 31% of men and women say that female leaders do a better job than men at being honest and ethical. 31% say that the women do a better job in politics. 30% say that women do a better job of honesty and ethics in business, while relatively few say that men do a better job than women. Only 4% of the surveyed say that men do better than women when it comes to ethics and honesty in politics. Only 3% say the same in business. When it comes to standing up for what they believe, 30% say that women are better when it comes to politics. 32% say that women are better when it comes to business, while only 11% say that men are better when it comes to politics. Only 10% say the same when it comes to business. Now, again, I want you to just think about what we know. Standing up for what they believe in. For the most part, we can conclude that when it comes to politics, Republican men and women believe pretty much the same thing because they vote the same way the vast majority of the time. We can also conclude that Democratic men and women believe this in the same things because they vote pretty much the same way. So I'm not really sure what this is coming from, especially in light of the fact that earlier they said that pretty much men and women are the same when it comes to standing up for what they believe in and standing up under pressure, etc. Do people sometimes forget the questions that they've already responded to? Yeah.